Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. PD Motivator and the American Rebel. How are you all doing today? Hey, doing good? Hey, very, very good. And the one thing, you know what, as you know, I follow for the American Rebel. I do basically some podcasts, you know, for in regards to current events, that type of thing, and related to an atmosphere of life coaching and so on, to let you to so that you can understand things a little bit better and that type of thing. And the one thing, and this is going to be a Human Rehab / American Rebel podcast. So it'll be Human Rehab / American Rebel podcast, okay? And this one's called Awakening a Sleeping Giant. Now, as you know, now it has many other things you can do. You could say disturbing a hornet's nest, inciting a riot, whatever you want to say, that type of thing. I mean, but it's, in essence, basically means that you waken a sleeping giant. It's like something is sleeping, you need to just let it rest and let it stay down and keep it down. And the only way you keep it down and keep it quiet and appeased is by allowing the sleep and be appeased, basically, correct? Well, same thing. You know, as a parent, you have a baby, guess what? You don't want that baby itself to actually be disturbed, right? Because it's taken you a long time to get that baby to sleep. A long time to get that baby to sleep. I mean, a really long time. I mean, you cuddle that baby. You try to make that baby sound. You try to cuddle that baby, feed the baby. You try to do a lot of things to get that baby to be quiet. So you take hours, you know, whatever it takes, and you're holding the baby, and the baby's still awake. Until finally, you just give up and say, and the baby finally falls asleep and goes to sleep. Golden. Golden. The giant is sleeping. The giant is now, the giant which would have torn apart the village is asleep and appeased. So the giant is sleeping. Then all of a sudden, someone comes in, and as you're there in your room, the baby's room, going to check on the baby. After 2 hours, or after you've had spent 2 hours trying to get that baby to be quiet, then calm down to sleep, and you're proud of it, right? You're really proud of it, and you decide to walk off, that type of thing, you know, walk out. As you're walking, you shut the door a little too loud than what you should be. Or you slam the door and you catch your hand, or you catch your toe, or cut your finger as you are trying, or you catch your finger, basically. And then when you do that, finally, then you've wakened the sleeping giant. The baby is awake. The baby is awake. The baby that you just spent 2 or 3 hours trying to calm down is now awake. The sleeping giant is now awake, and the baby is crying. And now you have to spend another 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it takes to get that baby to sleep again. So anyway, that's the problem. Is you get the giant to sleep, and then you wake him up, and then all of a sudden you have to face the consequences with the sleeping giant of the tirade that he goes on, right? Another one, yet another one, is you basically know there's people here in this building that go out in the middle, that should be sleeping at night. But they go out in the middle of the night because they want to go out to be idiots, right? And so what happens is that they go out, so they're asleep, right? Now, I get a phone call from somebody down. Somebody wants to talk to him. Now I have a choice. Do I let the sleeping giant sleep and so I don't have to deal with the person going in and out of the building again because I woke him up? Or do I wake him or do I just let him sleep? I'll leave the giant sleep. I'll let the tenant sleep, and then basically they can contact the client. They can contact the tenant on their own time. If they don't answer, I let them do that. Why? Because it's waking a sleeping giant. I don't want to deal with these people going in and out. I really don't. I mean, I'd rather them stay in their own apartment in the middle of the night. But see, that's the thing. And so that's where the America First comes in. See, we were a sleeping giant. Why? Because we were appeased. We had Donald J. Trump as president. And minus his words, minus his tweets, minus his mannerisms, his policies brought forth economic growth, prosperity, brought forth a great time in America. A time that was just very close to a Reagan era economics, growth, business growth, opportunity, that type of thing. Respect from the international community because they respect us, not because of they could put their hands in our pockets and take our money, and they could push us. We could be pushed around. Or our borders were secure, and we supported our police for law and order. I mean, we had within the past four years, minus what Donald J. Trump has done in order to make himself less likable to other people. His policies have been the greatest policies that we've had in the longest period of time in the history of the United States. We have. And so we, the American people, well, we were quiet. We were the giant. We were sleeping. Well, now we have an election that was stolen from us. An election that was stolen from us and that was messed up and taken from us and rigged. But it was geared in through a big conspiracy to make Joe Biden president of the United States. So now we have a guy that may go in the White House that's going to destroy everything that this country has achieved in the past 4 years. Everything positive. A true America. All for the purpose for them to have big government, socialistic, progressive, communistic, anarchistic, oppressive Democrats take over our way of life to tell us what to do, what to say, what money we keep and how we spend our money. Bottom line. And so therefore now we have these oppressive people that are going to intrude in our lives, not only by taking our money, but also making us look bad internationally, making us look like a bunch of pussies by them bust doing everything and giving them money and being a world bank again. And our borders being open again to people just to walk in and to rape and kill us. And weaken our police departments so that we have lawless states. This is not America, a big government for the big programs where they tax way too much, all to basically pocket some of that money, put some money back in government programs like drugs, giving druggy drugs just so they have enough drugs so they can come back for more. And then let the world community reap the benefits of our hard-earned tax-paying money. That's their vision of America. That is their vision of America. And now we're awake. We're a giant. We're awake. And you see it out there. You see the thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there protesting and rallying. Thousands. I'm not talking about Joe Biden, mere couple hundred sitting there with masks on, socially distant. No, these are people that are wearing masks, they're wearing gloves, and they're out there, and they're bundled up, and they're being responsible. They're not being destructive, and they're out there, thousands and thousands and thousands, showing a support for Donald J. Trump, for what he's done for this country, and America First. And you're seeing it out there. You are seeing it out there. We are the giant. We are out there. We are. There's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of the liberal left progressives. There's a hell of a lot more of us. And we're making it known. And not only that, you have people like me and other people who see that the media is not portraying the right thing and not reporting the right thing and coddling these Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all these other people because they love them like they did Barack Obama. Your so-called savior of the United States in which he bankrupted our United States and screwed things up so badly. But you thought he was our savior. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that this is something that we ourselves, we're the giants now. We're up. We're about. We are out there in force. I am out there putting out examples of the corruption, the hypocrisy, the evil. And the lawlessness and the all out negativity and the all out abuse of power that these people are going to do. And I'm going to be there and I'm going to put these things out. When the media is not going to put it out, I'm going to put it out. When I see these examples that the media is not going to, that they're going to softball and try to sideline, there's always someone that's out there that's going to report it. And guess what? If I find it, it goes over in the American Rebel where you can look for it. And see where these the corruption, the lies of these people, the hypocrisies of these people, and the abuse of these people, so that you know that these people can what these people are truly about and what they're capable of. So that when the time comes, then for them to be out of office, if they are in office. For them to get an office that we can get their butts out of there, so that we can get our country back. And in the meantime, it's not only informing you, but it's letting those people know, like Biden, Harris, and those other people, that we are not going to stand there and sit back and be quiet while you screw up and pardon my language here, fuck up our country for your own agenda. We are not going to sit back while you screw this country over for your own agenda and screw the people, the American people over with a smile on your face, making all the public appearances and make it sound like you're doing us a favor and saving us. But in essence, you're screwing us over while you're sweet talking to us. Oh, that doesn't hurt, does it? Oh, that shot doesn't hurt. Oh, that hand up your butt doesn't hurt, does it? Yeah. Maybe Joe Biden has said, maybe someone tells Joe Biden that because he's puppet boy and he's being told everything because he's not his own man. Everything, all his materials is old material and materials of other people. So maybe he's used to having someone's hand up his butt with a lot of lotion to tell him what to do and what to say and how to do it. But the fact is, we don't want exit only, baby. Exit only. We don't want someone putting their hand up us telling us what to say or do because we are our own individuals. We know what America is about. We tasted. We had for since the Reagan years, that for the past 4 years that we've tasted what America is truly about in regards to economics, safety, border security, and internet and world respect. Mm-hmm. Bottom line. And we are not going to go away. We are not going to give Biden, if he's inaugurated president, we are not going to give Biden a moment's peace. We're not going to give Harris a moment's peace. We're not going to give Schumer, Pelosi, or any of these people a moment's peace. We're going to be on their butt. We are going to be out there. We aren't going to destroy things and disturb them, eat. No, no, no. But we'll be out that window where he'll be Biden or Harris or Pelosi or any of those people or any of the other the liberal left socialist anarchist communistic oppressors look out the window and go, damn, they're still out there? Why can't they just let it go? I won. We won. Trump lost. I won. So why are they still out there? Just because Trump lost doesn't mean that the American people gave up on what we had for the past 4 years. Because we didn't. We didn't give up. We want that, and we know you're gonna screw it up, and we're gonna let you know that we're not happy about it, and we're gonna let you know right to your face. We know what's going on. Why? Because we're the American people. We don't lie down for anything. The only ones that lie down are the lapdogs of the socialistic press, and the people that are puppies to the people that accept. They accept the handouts and accept all the BS that you hand them. And there's a hell of a lot more of us of America First than there is of you liberal, left, socialistic, progressive, communistic, anarchistic, oppressive Democrats out there. And some Republicans too, like that. We are not going to let the elite, the Democratic and socialistic elite take over this country without a fight. And we're not going to give you a moment's peace. Either by protest or rally, we're going to go out there in droves. We're going to go out there. We're going to go out there by the thousands. We're going to go out there by the hundreds, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. We're going to have caravans. We're going to have our streets. We're going to have our streets with people saying America First. And we're going to be going out there going America First, America First. Wherever you go, you're going to see America First, not government first, not agenda first. You're going to see us out there protesting with Donald J. Trump or someone else like him as our leaders out there protesting and peacefully or rallying peacefully. Just to let you know that we are out there. When you go to publicly speak, we'll be there and we'll be saying America First. And we'll be there every step of the way that you don't get a moment's peace. And the only peace that Joe Biden's ever going to get is by the people he sleeps with in Congress, the people in his own cabinet, the press, and anyone else that wants to kiss his behind and suck on his member. And everyone else, the real American people, the true majority are going to be out there saying, hell no, we aren't going to allow it to happen. And we're going to be out there by the droves showing you that we are not giving up. We are not, whatever you do, no matter if you send Tifa the thuggies out there to cause problems and cause violence, we are not going to be ones to incite the violence. Your goons are going to be. Your paid goons of Antifa and everyone else. And the Black Lives Matter movement people. Not the protesters, the movement people. And everyone else like that you have at your disposal. You can throw away whatever you want, but we're not going to go away. We are not going to go away. Never. Never. And then people like me, we're going to be on the internet. We're going to be flooding the internet with showing the examples of your lies, your corruption, and everything else that you're doing, and expose you for the fake and frauds that you are. And we're going to point it out to the public each and every day, so they never forget just who is out there and who's truly screwing up our country for us. And then when time comes for reckoning, let's pray to God that you're out of there then. Until we can get another Donald J. Trump or somebody in there that can actually get us the America that we enjoyed for the past 4 years. Minus the drama and the circus. Ladies and gentlemen, and then go on their phones and talk on their phone and go on their phones and talk on their phones and let them know that we are not going to, let them know on their phones that we are not going to allow that to happen, not going to put up with it. Ladies and gentlemen, This is what America First is about, and we are not going to allow it to happen. We are not. We are the sleeping giant, and we are not going away, and we are not going to be silenced. You woke us up. Donald J. Trump woke us up by giving us America that we wanted, and then we were happy and content for 4 years. And then you come in. And you want to screw everything up that Donald J. Trump set up for us and to give us an America First, an America for the people, by the people, for the people, and for the people itself and not for government. You want to screw that up? Hell no, we're not going to allow it to happen, and we're not going to put up with it. And we'll be in your face, we'll be out there, and you will never, ever, ever shake us. Peace out. God bless. This is the American Rebel. Have yourself a great night. Stay safe and stay healthy, folks. Peace out. God bless. Bye-bye.